lost in my pen. I tear the page's flesh with tempestuous ease and stress. If my phone rings, answer it please. Cause the communication I seek protrudes even the polymers of my DNA street. Nucleotides filled with 6 trillion word combinations to apply with 6,909 living languages. Within each cell, planets twist, rotating as a double helix, solidly bonded by hydrogen, forming a light body which extradites outside the divine to apply the fine sin. I mean, just look at how we live. Pressure and the suppression of our false ego, with a G-force of 10 tsunamis leaning at the door of a street code. Until the waters gush forth like the tears of Tiamat, and the splinters become the kinship of my amphibian texture. I delineate certitudes and symbols which curve in linear algebraic formulas deciphered from the words I lecture. Just remember, the false ego has one and one only desire, and that's to become greater and more expensive than the true self. You perambulate when the sky resembles the colour of your optics, occupying the space matter within the perimeters of your thoughts lodged with a Luciferian doctrine. Is it not him? Is it not him? Is it not him? I peer across the God's constellation, gravitationally bound to a breeding ground of illness with no inoculation. Toxins flow down the esophagus in celebration of one's divorce from Mother Nature. See, every food product has a code which resonates with the body's frequency, which is why they say you are what you eat. Ha, I say so secretly. Are you a soul edged between the revolving doors of the prison system? Or are you a victim of a family destroyed to man-made imperialism? The sickness lies within. For the only known cancer spreading across our nation is the loss of self, the death of our divinity. It sickens me.
What does, man?
It sickens me.
What does, cuz?
I said, it sickens me to understand the mechanics of how much energy one uses just the process of thought. Yet humans show gratitude to the spiritual gift by lacking an independent one. If the constituents of change become bitter in the felon's tongue, we shall perish as one, drowning in our own iniquity, unfairness and ignorance, where environmental destruction is perpetual and disease becomes diligent, sort of like what religion is. Slaves to information, politically caged in between the frames of exponential rates of inflation, designated to parade in the sandstorm of our own flaws appointed by marauding pagans, used as collateral to pay off worldly debts like a mortgage payment, or to them spending billions to create a disease that will cost trillions to cure a morbid patient. These walls I'm breaking were plagued with the most reflective illustrated thoughts of Satan, pictured with frames I even saw my face in. This morning I declined to say peace and love in 6,909 ways, but at this moment in time I say ashe. It's carbon and copper that generates the thought process of today. But to minds that run concurrent to that of a slave, I say ashe. I scream abomination like a seedless grape, or a sperm cell with no tail to find its way.